Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily World Cup podcast with, of course, me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And there's only one place we could start, and that's, of course, by looking ahead to the final of the 2022 World Cup as defending champions France take on Argentina. And it's live on TalkSport.
Anyone could win it. Believe me, anyone could win this World Cup.
This World Cup, the best Christmas present ever.
It's been bamboozling this World Cup for so many different reasons.
It's Messi, it's left footed, and he's placed it into the top right hand corner.
And Mbappe has been on the periphery of the game for so long, but he's had a major role in both of the goals, and that's often what world class players do.
It's Messi who's the main man. He's the hero, he's the star, and the fans love him. Can he take the World Cup back to Argentina?
Football must give something to Messi. Messi gave already too much of football.
I mean, I think an Argentina-France final would be a bit of a dream final. Kylian against Messi.
Right foot curler! That is why Kylian Mbappe is one of the greatest players in the world.
He's rolled back the years again. It's another classic Messi World Cup moment. Argentina are in their sixth World Cup final, and France are back in the World Cup final.
Join Adrian Durham, Jim Proudfoot and Stuart Pearce with all the build-up on TalkSport from 1pm this afternoon, ahead of that 3pm kickoff. Let's hear now from former Argentina midfielder Ozzy Ardiles and the France World Cup winner Marcel Desailly, who have both been looking ahead to today's game.
Time whistle has gone and France are back in the World Cup final.
We are just happy about this generation. They are doing so well, you know, with individual and collective players who makes the difference.
I have to say, Ray, I have not been that impressed with France. I believe that France... No, I think that France have a much, much better team 4 years ago. They can play, they can keep the ball 4 years ago. They can play in a different style.
Mbappe who curls it in, and Kylian Mbappe is unstoppable.
It doesn't matter how you are going to mark him. He will find space. It's the final. He will find space. He will find the ball, and he will be very dangerous. I expecting him to have a major part in the final.
Probably he will do like Zidane. He will pop up at the end of the tournament on the final to show to the world that he's the next Ballon d'Or. It's now his time, 24 years old, to show, yes, he's the man of the situation.
It's Messi, it's left-footed, and he's placed it into the top right-hand corner.
For us, Messi is not a discussion.
Really?
It is a top player that you have to consider, but it is not really the main man. Once you put the intensity and the focus, probably France can make it.
He's very, very happy with the rest of the players, and the players want to do it for him. So he's the leader right now, he's the best player in the world, so he's delighted to have him.
We can match with their ability to you know, increase the tempo, because we are going to play that game at very high tempo, and I'm sure Argentina will make the mistake.
I think we have we will have the edge. As well, France against England, I would say that England was the better team as well.
Now, looking back on yesterday's action, Croatia finished third at the World Cup after beating Morocco by 2-1 in the third-place playoff. Here's how it sounded live on TalkSport with Nigel Adley and Stuart Pearce on comms duty.
magic number. It's the magic number.
Coming to the penalty area, headed across the face of goal, and then headed in, and it's a brilliant goal from Josko Gvardiol. And what a set piece that was from Croatia. They worked that brilliantly. Zajac with the free kick into the near post. It's flicked on and headed towards goal and straight in. And Ashraf Dari has the equaliser. It was flicked on by a Croatian head. And Dari completely unmarked, guiding the header in from close range. And Morocco wasting very little time before coming up with the equalising goal. Now Zayas looking to play the ball forward for Hakimi. He breaks into the penalty area, low ball in, and it was just behind En-Nesyri, who was unmarked, 4 yards out. Oh, what a brilliant goal! Mislav Orsic makes it 2-1. And that was measured to perfection for Croatia. Gently lofted it over the head of Yassin Bounou, in off the far post. And it's Croatia 2, Morocco 1. Field to Orsic, who gave Croatia the lead before half-time. Orsic goes for goal and he ripples the outside of the netting this time. Kovacic inside the penalty and wriggles away from the challenge, but with a clear sight of goal, he puts it wide.
When he got in with the opportunity, just very tired legs, really was.
But it's all over. Once again, Croatia finish on the podium.
That's a magic number.
Moving on now to some England chat, and the debate continues surrounding the future of manager Gareth Southgate and whether he should stay in his role or leave. His former England internationals Carlton Cole and Trevor Stephen, as well as Adam Catchell and Tony Cascarino, have all had their say on whether Southgate should remain in charge for next summer's Euros.
It's important that the players want you to be there, and it's also important the FA want you to stay.
He's there to win. Right? That's what his job is. His job is to win something with England. Yeah, the feel-good factor, I get it. I'm here to see England win. That's what I want as a fan.
That's right.
And three tournaments in, England have not won. I personally think now that there needs to be a change.
I just think we have this small mental hurdle to get over. And I think we're so close. And I think Gareth can see that and recognises that, that we just need to get, you know, the chest just pumped out that little bit more, but also be calm and effective in the games.
I love how Gareth has made this country feel again and believe again that we're that good. So you got to give him that credit.
You've had three tournaments there, and there's no win. We all feel good. We all sang a few songs and we bought a few waistcoats. Come on, let's get straight about this. We are here to win.
I feel that he still needs to be a part of that team. I know that you're saying he needs to leave and then someone else come in.
Yeah.
That can happen as well, but there's a lot of people that don't want nothing but English managers.
Do you know what I'd love Gareth to do? Is come out and go, I'm going to do to the Euros, and I'm only going to stay if we win it. Not all this, we'll see how we do, or thinking, it's to me, it needs a real directive of, this team is well good enough to compete with the very best teams in world football. The X factor is actually doing things that might be unpopular as well. And it might force him to do some of the things that he's being questioned for.
Who's available right now? You've got Graham Potter, Eddie Howe. They're not available. They're not going to leave to come to England.
I think Gareth, if he's up for it, to go again and just bring that swagger into the England performances going forward.
And they continued the discussion on World Cup game day with Jason Cundy and Gabby Agbonlahor on TalkSport.
It's a bit of breaking news here. According to multiple sources, Gareth Southgate is due to stay on as England manager. That's what we're hearing here.
He deserves one more tournament. It's 18 months away.
But Gab, Simon Jordan, they said that this is rewarding failure. We're getting closer, but he's got to win it now.
We don't win, he goes next day.
This is it. And he knows that, and the players all know that now.
I feel like if we don't win, it'll be like the Brazilian manager the same day, he's left. Yeah. I think, and that's what it will be. Mm. Gareth Southgate has to win the Euros, or someone else is coming in.
I do get the sense that we're getting close, and if the players are with him, I think that it's the right thing for him to do to stay on and go into the Euros.
It is the right decision. You know, one more tournament. You win it, you stay on. You don't win it, you go.
We're coming to the end of the show now very shortly, but you can get your calls into the Sports Bar weekend. Adam Catterall and Jermaine Pennant will be looking forward to your calls there on the news that Gareth Southgate has not unconfirmed, but multiple sources are reporting that Gareth Southgate intends to stay on as England manager.
We're here now. We're stuck with it. This is the situation. Mm. The definition of insanity, as everybody has heard this in the past, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. Gareth Southgate has to change something now.
Again, with not the right man in the job, we failed. So why are they giving him another chance? I don't know, because it's only going to get harder now. I can't see him changing something that's going to be all amazing to get us that next level.
In Southgate's tenure, we have played teams that are ranked in the top 10 of world football on 24 occasions. We have beaten four of them. That's sackable. That's not good enough. He was brought in to win tournaments, to win trophies. And at the moment, he has drastically failed in doing that. He's getting one more swing at it. He has to win. If he doesn't win, it will be a catastrophic failure.
He's had three whacks at the kit and he can't do it, so now you should need someone else to get in to try and do the job.
No, I think it's probably the correct decision. There isn't anybody really behind to take him. Okay,
and he's had three pops at it as well. It's not one pop. He's had a good three pops. This is his third pop now, and we keep falling short. And there's only so much, you know, someone could take. I think he's got to say, you know, bow out, head old eye, and then bring the next man in.
The players clearly adore him. It's a young squad. It's a squad that have bought into what he wants to do. So I think this is the correct call, not just from Gareth Southgate, but from the FA as well.
The facts are he has a contract. I think there's still just short of two years remaining on that contract. So why would he give that contract up? The FA obviously offered him that contract. So your frustrations should be pointed towards the FA for rewarding failure.
Inevitably, Gareth Southgate was going to stay because I don't think he would have wanted to leave the FA and leave this group of players in the lurch.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And as the 2022 World Cup comes to an end in Qatar later on this afternoon, time now to look back at some of the best moments from the first ever winter tournament.
This is the World Cup on TalkSport.
It is a moment in history for Wales. The 64-year wait is over.
So sit back and let the history unfold.
Bale steps up left foot, he makes no mistake, drives it high into the net.
As Kylian Mbappe, of course, notches for Le Bleu.
Richarlison with the most acrobatic, spectacular overhead kick.
It was perfect, that's what it was.
That's just the way we like it in a World Cup on TalkSport.
But for Roberto Martinez and Belgium, it's another bitterly disappointing tournament.
That was my last game with the national team. It's emotional, as you can imagine.
And Japan lead by 2-1. They have turned this around. Germany in desperate trouble.
South Korea are through. It ends here. Ghana 0, Uruguay 2.
You cannot write the script anymore at this World Cup. It's incredible.
And Brazil are eliminated from the 2022 World Cup.
It's World Cup quarter-final time. Bukayo Saka on the score sheet again.
Hakimi is their diamond in the desert. That is why Kylian Mbappe is one of the greatest players in the world.
They are
current world champions and have players of great pedigree.
Griezmann on the left-hand touchline. Giroud attacks and scores!
Harry, your country is well and truly behind you. He hits it, right footed. Oh, he's blasted it over the bar! It's 3-0, Argentina are going through, and it's Lionel Messi that takes the widespread acclaim of everybody here in Lusail.
I had to drop my microphone and just applaud what I'd just seen. Incredible.
The very best player of all time.
Full-time whistle has gone, and France are back in the World Cup final. Quest to retain the trophy continues.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, wherever you get your podcast from. I don't really care. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent, looking back at this afternoon's World Cup final. And, of course, looking ahead to the return of the Premier League. Hurrah. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.